How many times does Jesus say to us, go? Yeah, we like to kind of sit in place. We like to be content where we are. We kind of like to keep things as they are or have been. And he says, go. Where does he want us to go? And he said, he tells us through the disciples, through the apostles, and down through the ages, you go to all the corners of the earth. Go to every person on the face of this earth. Go to them. So we kind of say, well, how is that possible? The church evolved. It wasn't a well-established hierarchical institution that we have today. It was pretty much kind of put together as the need arose. And so they didn't have all of these big fancy buildings in Rome and didn't have all the hierarchy and the fancy robes and all that kind of stuff. It was just a very simple growth and development. But like any group, when it gets large, it feels like it needs a more structure and more organization, and that's what happened in the history of the church. Sometimes the organization became more important than the people it was supposed to serve, but then periodically we get popes who say, it's time to relook at this thing. And so over the last several popes, we've been very blessed. Going back to the days of John the 23rd, when he said, it's time to open the windows, to go out, to let in some fresh air. And so he called Vatican II. That was his way to try to make the church relevant in the world today. We'd become kind of like an institution, pretty much closed up into on ourselves and in ourselves. Kind of like a fortress church, you know. We're on the inside and everybody else is on the outside. So over the years, this Vatican II thought gradually kind of evolved and is still evolving. I remember my old boss told me when the decrees finally were published, he said, it would be very interesting to see what it has done. Well, I grew up with that. So when I was a young priest, we were very much involved in introducing the new approach to church. And I'm saying to myself, it's not a 50 years, this is a slow process. It's probably going to be more like 100 years, or maybe even more than that, that we fully realize what Vatican II made possible for us. It called us the people of God. It called for dialogue. And our present Pope, Francis, seems like he came at a very important time in the history of our world, in the history of our church, because it was still struggling with hanging on to the old forms, which made us comfortable. We felt very comfortable there. We knew, at least we thought we knew exactly what was right and wrong. We knew what was black and white. We knew what was a sin, what was not a sin. And that's kind of the way we measured things. We didn't think in terms of Christ, that I'm bringing Christ to somebody else. It was more like I observed all the commandments. So when somebody was very sick and dying and you went to them, they would say, I never broke a commandment. Do you love Christ? That was the greatest command. So anyway, Pope Francis comes along and he looks at our world. He sees our church as a fortress still, even though we were breaking out of it a little bit. And he sees it, he sees the world is kind of disappearing from us. There were so many exclusions, so many people were no longer allowed to receive the sacraments. They weren't allowed to do this for various different kinds of reasons, which we all have heard of in our world. But it seemed like our church was shrinking rather than growing. So instead of saying go, we were saying come. And so Pope Francis kind of looks at our church, and he's a very realistic man. And he believes in a totally different approach. Dogma is the same. That never changes. That's the foundation on which we are all built. Our moral principles and values remain the same. That does not change. But where we find people, and Francis is trying to tell us, He said we need to be like the church needs to be like a field hospital. You know, some of you are old enough to remember MASH, the TV show. That was a field hospital. I remember my uncle talking about World War II in Germany, that he was guarding a field hospital. And what it was a place where they would bring seriously injured people from battle, and where they would fix them just enough that they could get them out of there, but to save their lives. It was like you took care of them where they were. If you had to transport them, as they would never make it. So they probably saved thousands and thousands of lives over the years in those field hospitals. So Francis is saying to us, that's what we need to become. We need to develop a mentality that we need to be where the people are, where they're hurting, where there's damage, where there's pain, where there's difficulties, where there's questions that they can't answer. We need to be there. And so he's trying to tell us the church needs to be kind of proactive. Instead of sitting back and saying, well, you didn't follow this rule, and therefore you can't do this, he said, get out and see the people where they are. Help them. Help them because they need the guidance and the wisdom and the help that our church can offer. So he's saying to us, go. Don't just sit behind what we've already done for centuries, but go where people are. Jesus did that. He didn't sit in a monastery somewhere and say, if you want to see me, make an appointment in a monastery. Jesus went out and walked the streets. He talked to people. He talked to women. They weren't supposed to do that, especially Samaritan women. He would talk to a tax collector. They were considered the biggest sinners in the world. He would sit down and talk to them. He'd have dinner with them. He had no fear of that. He wasn't looking for perfect people. And I think sometimes as church we look for perfect people. And there's darn few of them out there. And so Jesus, he didn't care if they were Jew or Gentile, it didn't make any difference to him. He didn't care what their history was, he didn't care the fact that she was a prostitute. That didn't keep him from reaching out and saying, there is something better for you. So Pope Francis has been trying to do this. You know, in our world today, we didn't have the problem so many years ago where marriages were so fragile, where you had so many broken families, so many people were in second marriages, which have turned out to be a very good blessing for them. You didn't have so many children who came from split families. You didn't have all this. We didn't have all the drug issues that people have to deal with in our world today, and how the danger and the damage and the death and destruction that's wreaking. Way back then, we didn't have to worry about the violence. I mean, there was always violence in the world, but not the seemingly we didn't have to deal with all kinds of cultures. You know, different countries coming together as one people. That was not an issue in those days. But it is today. We didn't have to deal with, say, the challenge to marriage today. We didn't have the issue of abortion. I'm sure it's been around for centuries and centuries. But it wasn't the common death thing that we seem to have in our world today. And so Francis says, we have the answer to this. All we need to do is to go where the people are. They're not going to come to us. They'd be afraid to come, so many of them, because so many of them feel like they've been excluded, that they have no right to come. He said, you go out to them. Reach out to them. What are you supposed to do? Just show them that Jesus, the sinner and the saint as well. That there is a better. We can go to them and say, you know, talk to them, be present to them. Listen to them, dialogue with them, be compassionate to them. Just hear what they're saying so that we can offer what Christ offers to us, an absolutely unfailing love. That we consider them as people, not as groups, but as individuals, people who have dignity, People who have some kind of a being that God made, just that one, that special person. Every one of us has that. But when we treat people like they're non-persons, or that group, that bunch, that class, whatever it may be, that's very impersonal. Nobody's interested in hearing that anymore. People need something very personal, and that's what Christ has to offer us. So Francis renews the command of Christ. He says to us, the mission is the world. Christ is supposed to be broadcast to all of the world. And he said, your mission is go. Don't sit back where you were, sheltered and protected from everything that you've learned before. That's your foundation, and probably a very good foundation. But you have to reach out. Not everybody has had the opportunity or that kind of training, or that kind of learning, that kind of principles, that kind of values. The schools don't teach it anymore. Sometimes families are so mixed up with so many other issues that they don't pass these values on. So it's the job of the church, which is all of us, to go out and bring that message of Christ. We need to be the field hospital. We need to be the compassionate listener. We need the one who reaches out in love to another human being who needs help, who needs guidance, who needs some kind of wisdom, some kind of hope. And we have that, because when Christ left, the last thing he said to us, go. Go into the whole world. Teach the message that I've given to you. And he said, remember, I am with you always.